In a dramatic and historic opening day of the second test between Pakistan and the West Indies in Multan, 20 wickets fell, marking the first time in 91 years of test cricket history in the subcontinent that so many wickets had been taken on the opening day of a match. The thrilling contest was dominated by spin, with both teams bowled out within just 9 runs of each other, adding to the excitement of an unforgettable day. Pakistan's Noman Ali etched his name in history by becoming the first Pakistani spinner to take a test hat-trick, dismantling the West Indies' top order in the morning session. His exceptional performance helped Pakistan bowl out the visitors for just 163 runs, with Noman claiming 6-41. The West Indies, having opted to bat after winning the toss, were left reeling at 7-38 before a valiant 68-run partnership for the last wicket between Utkarsh Modi, 55, and Jamal Warakan, 36, provided some resistance. In reply, Pakistan were bowled out for 154, with Modi, 3-49, and Warakan, 4-43, playing key roles. Only Mohammad Rizwan, 49, and Saud Shakil, 32, provided significant resistance, adding 68 runs for the fifth wicket. However, Pakistan collapsed from 119-4 to 154 all out, losing their last 6 wickets for just 35 runs. This marks the first time in 91 years' history of test in the subcontinent, 20 wickets have fallen on the opening day. The day also saw an unprecedented 16 wickets fall to spinners, setting a new record for the most wickets taken by spin on a test match opening day. The previous record of 14 wickets was set in 1907. Noman's historic hat-trick and Modi's career-best 55 made the opening day of this test a memorable one for subcontinental cricket.